It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Gino and Tom Sawaya are here today. Talk about the second annual benefit for veterans. This year, sharing the day with Silt's annual pig roast on August 18th at the Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt from 4 to 9. So, Gino, went well enough last year, you wanted to do it again, right?
Absolutely. We had so much fun last year that in organizing and meeting various people and who are in tune with veterans' needs, and it's always fun to converse with those type of people.
Sure. Now, you did not serve.
That is correct.
You don't have any personal story. You were just compelled to do a benefit for veterans.
My own personal story is our father was in the service, and all our uncles and aunts on my dad's side were in the service. So there is a connection there. You know, your stories from those types of people. And
sure. What Vietnam, Korea?
No, they were all World War II vets.
No kidding. Okay. Yep. I didn't think you guys were that old.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
I guess you just carry it well. World War II, of course, you know, we've heard a lot about it in the last 10, 15 years because, of course, that age group is going away every single day. You know, we're losing those. Of course, I know Tom Hanks was very active in getting a World War II memorial in Washington, D.C., which, of course, finally happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are still some World War II veterans out there, but fewer and fewer every day.
Right. Yeah. And if you ever talk to people that served in World War II, they have got some very, very interesting stories. Some of them are not afraid to talk about their combat experience, which is hard to do for veterans, you know, because of the fact that they've got these memories and things that they've seen.
They'd rather the memories go away.
Yes, indeed.
Rather than having them to share.
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely. And again, second annual, so happy that you decided to make a go of this again. I know last year weather did play a role.
Yes, it did.
But this year, you know, I find this. I talk to so many people with so many different events. From year to year, there are just those things that you tweak to try and make it a little bit better. This year, you're teaming up with the town of Silt has taken on the pig roast,
yes,
right?
Yes, and it was at their suggestion that we kind of connect with them because of the fact that they do get a big crowd for their pig roast, and it makes perfect sense, you know. We'll try this. You know, there's nothing wrong with trying.
Right.
So
exactly.
We'll see how it goes.
Again, this is Friday, August 18th from 4 to 9 at the Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt. So it's $7 for adults, $4 for kids and seniors. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a deal like that.
That is correct.
Anywhere else. So pig roast, live music, and, of course, honoring veterans. And remind me your charity of choice.
The beneficiaries for all the proceeds from this benefit are Huts for Vets, which is based out of Basalt.
Right.
And the Western Slope Veterans Coalition, which will have a new office in Glenwood here in the next month or so.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's news. Good for them. Yeah. So happy to see all the progress that they've made over the last few years, you know, starting as kind of under somebody else's umbrella and then actually getting their own nonprofit IRS designation. And
absolutely.
There's no question that there are plenty of veterans for them to serve.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. There are a ton of veterans in this valley. And you know, if I may, at last year's event, I was told that there was a misinterpretation that this event is for veterans only, which is not true. This is for the general public.
It is a benefit for veterans.
It is a benefit.
But everyone is welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's a chance for the general public to come and rub shoulders with veterans that are in attendance and hear their stories and get a feel for, you know, what their needs might be, and which Huts for Vets and the Western Slope Veterans Coalition serve.
I'm curious if Colonel Merritt came out to the event last year.
Yes, he did.
Okay. I was going to say, I'd be really surprised if he wasn't there.
He was there.
If there's any veterans event within 100, 150 miles, he'll be there. There's no question about it.
Interestingly enough, I run into him at the Basalt Post Office probably about every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's always a pleasure taking a moment to just chat with him. He's a very interesting individual.
He is. Talk about somebody that's got a lot of stories.
Well, I guess.
he's a neat guy, and there's no question where he stands on the issue of veterans.
Yes, he is very dedicated to helping veterans, and he is very proud of his time that he served, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. By the way, you can learn more by going to townofsilt.org. Are they selling advance tickets to this?
No. Okay. Actually, the event is free this year. The Town of Silt, seeing that it's tied in with the Town of Silt's pig roast, they do not charge admission for this event.
Okay, it's just
but
for the meal.
If you attend, you know, we'll have donation buckets that we would certainly appreciate at people donating to.
Okay, so if you want to eat.
Oh, food is good.
If you want to eat, that's what we're talking about before. If it's $7 for adults, $4 for kids and seniors,
yes,
that's for the food. That's actually admission is free. And, you know, if a dollar or two hops out of your pocket into the donation bucket,
absolutely,
then that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Again, that money will be shared between Huts for Vets and Western Slope Veterans Coalition.
Yes.
And they, as you mentioned, appreciate every dollar that's donated and again, two local nonprofits.
Correct.
Not to say that the national ones don't do great things, but these are local, and so you know that all your money is going to stay local and go toward helping local veterans.
Yeah, and you know, all the members of these local or local organizations volunteer their time to help other vets out, which is really
they don't have any paid staff.
That's correct. Yep.
Again, it's on Friday, August 18th at the Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt, 4 to 9. Details at townofsilt.org. And again, it's a big pig roast, as the Town of Silt's been doing for years and years and years.
Yes.
It used to be the fire department, and it's changed hands a couple times, but now it currently resides with the Town of Silt.
That is correct.
We'll be back with Gino and Tom in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Tom and Gino Sawaya. They have, for the second year, put together Benefit for Veterans, this time in connection with Silt's annual Pig Roast. Again, this is on Friday, August 18th, from 4 to 9. Talk about the, again, if you want to eat the pig, the the event is free, but the pig roast is $7 for adults, $4 for kids and seniors. So talk about the musical entertainment. Who's going to be playing?
This is rather ironic. The name of the band is So What Brothers, and they are a group out of Denver who, according to CBS4, was nominated for the best entertainment in the Denver area last year. And their front man, and I believe his name is Todd. I can't remember. It's Todd Schaefer, I believe is what his name. He happens to be an Iraqi vet. So that's really, that's kind of cool.
And that was not planned.
No,
that's
it was
just
not
the entertainment
planned.
That was already scheduled for the event.
Yep.
Interesting. So the So What Brothers?
So What Brothers, yeah. And according to their website and all the reviews, they're a very dynamic group. They're very entertaining. And make people want to get up and dance and burn off some of the beer that they drink and maybe want some more, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right on.
what type of music?
They play all kinds of music. They probably got a list of maybe 400 songs on their website that they play.
Wow.
So, and it varies from whatever to whatever.
And, of course, Denver, in terms of the live music market, is pretty vibrant. So if somebody gets those kind of reviews in a place like Denver, they must be pretty good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if your listening audience wants to listen to the type of music, they can go to YouTube.
Okay.
And there's several songs that are on there that from their past performances, and they are very entertaining.
So again, the So What Brothers.
So What Brothers? Yes. Where it comes from, I have no idea.
I don't know. Having experienced a little sibling rivalry from time to time, I think I think I could understand that if they are related.
Well, it would probably be my guess that it may have some kind of military connection. You know, I don't know if there were other members of the band that may have been involved in the military. Okay. It's just a guess on my part.
But. Sure. If it is, it's beyond my knowledge, put it that way.
That's hard to believe.
I know. Oh, you have no idea. there are so many things I wish I knew that are still just, you know, elude me, you
yes.
might say.
You're never too old to learn, Gabe.
Right? Exactly. Remind me, again, last year was the first time you had this benefit for veterans in Silt, around the same time of year. And remind me how the conversation went between you and Tom. I know Tom obviously helped put on Relay for Life and Rifle for several years. And so was it an obvious choice to ask him for his help?
Well, he didn't really get asked. He got told.
That
he had to volunteer his services to put this stuff.
Voluntold?
Yeah, there you
happened?
Go.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, and having experience like that, TJ was, you know, very instrumental in putting together Relay for Life for so many years. And, you know, it is a learning curve. And through his experiences, he kind of knew what to do and what angle to take and what have you. So it was an obvious choice, and besides that, he's my brother.
Right?
Lucky me.
Blood is thicker than water, right? Which one of you is the oldest, by the way?
That would be okay. Me, yes.
By how much?
15 months, mm-hmm. I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, about mm-hmm. like us and our kids. They're 13 months apart.
Yeah. I just had a birthday in July, so.
Oh, happy birthday.
Road 66.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And mine is coming up next month, 65. Time to retire.
So, yeah, I was going to say. So, are you retired, Gino? Or are you
yes,
gonna
sir.
Keep working. Okay.
Yep. Well, I'm trying to stay retired, but you know, with TJ's business up in Elgerbelly. That's using the term loosely.
So, apparently, the voluntelling goes both ways.
Yeah, it's reciprocative.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Retired sometimes equates to volunteerism, too.
Sometimes it does, and a lot of times it seems like retired equates to more busy than you were when you were
true.
Actually getting money for working.
Very true.
Yeah, you get tired just looking for things to do when you're retired, you know. So
sure,
but you got to have something. So.
Right. When is your dad still around?
No.
Okay. How long has he been gone?
Since 1999, he passed away.
Yep.
So for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Then. So quite a few years passed between the time that he passed and when you decided to do this, event.
Yeah. I can't say that he had anything to do with our decision to put this event together, but his stories and his knowledge were somewhat instrumental in us wanting to do this for veterans. And I believe I can speak for TJ that we're very happy that we did, but that we started this event.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
I like to think people may disagree with me, but it feels like the more you can keep the memory of your loved ones alive, the more they are still with you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't articulate that any better, but hopefully folks that are in the same situation will understand what I'm talking about. And I think you guys are both nodding your head, so I think you would too.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular story? I mean, obviously, we don't want to share any secret family histories here, but any particular story that your dad or one of your other family members shared from World War II?
Well, it's funny that you would ask that. our dad's biggest claim to fame was he always said that he helped win the war for the United States in the European theater. And he never left the United States. So. he was a, I believe he was a drill sergeant at camp or Fort Ord in California. And he was a very talented athlete. So, you know, his time was taken up with playing fast pitch softball, baseball, basketball, and what have you. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he played basketball for the Army.
That's cool.
That's how he saved America.
You know, it's interesting. World War II, of course, is we hear so much about, and it's kind of a common part of the conversation even today. I've been reading a biography of Dwight Eisenhower, and so it's very interesting to me. That's why I ask if you had any specific questions, because obviously, you know, his presidency really can be attributed to his success in Europe, you know, and Operation Overlord and the D-Day invasion. Although at the time they didn't realize, they had no idea whether they were going to be successful or not. He actually had written like a one-paragraph speech in case it failed, because that was going to be his address. Wow. That, you know, we did our best and all of that. It's a fascinating book. It really is.
And I just got done reading a book, three months ago about the common things that were involved with World War II, the Vietnam War, the Korean conflict, and what have you. I mean, there were the same mistakes made over and over again that we didn't learn from. And the result is, well, whatever happened. So, which was a very interesting book, because the correlation was unbelievable.
Right. And that's Eisenhower was against going into Korea. He said he thought it was a poor choice. I don't think he was. He certainly wasn't active. I'm not sure if he was still alive at the time we got involved in Vietnam. But it's interesting to read, and of course, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. But it's interesting to read, you know, what somebody like Dwight Eisenhower, who's this war hero, you know, you would think that he would be gung-ho for, and it was not the case.
Right.
So interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, the bottom line is the bottom line, and whether you agree with the conflict or not, we do still have all of those veterans that a couple of great local organizations help take care of every day in a number of different ways. Huts for Vets, of course, which a few times a year they'll take veterans out into one of the old
Tenth Mountain Division
huts back in the backcountry. So no cell phones. They're all out there alone. They can have genuine conversations with other veterans, and it's extraordinarily therapeutic.
Yes,
for,
absolutely.
For those men,
you know,
and women.
And in today's world, with the PTSD, you know, and I'm sure that there are quite a few members of the military that served in World War II that suffer the same symptoms, but it never got recognized.
Right. They called it shell shock back then.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
whatever they call it, it's still the same thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And Huts for Vets is very active in dealing with the, you know, mental rehabilitation of veterans through what they offer. And it's phenomenal, you know. Veterans, they have to go through, with the Huts for Vets, they have to go through a screening process. And if they get accepted, apparently they have to have some degree of PTSD that needs attention, or, you know, mental fatigue, or whatever you want to call it. And Huts for Vets does a very, very good job. They pay for veterans if they qualify. They pay for all their airfare, making a difference where they live, to come to Colorado, to go up in the mountains with a bunch of other guys.
Including Colonel Merritt.
they have separate adventures for the women also.
Right.
Which is really cool. And, they get done with their hikes. They sit around at night and converse. It's just like a kid going to his first confession, how scared you are to talk about it. But once you get done, you feel a lot better.
And I think the success of Huts for Vets is in the fact that they're all veterans. It's to have a conversation – for a veteran to have a conversation with the three of us is a much different conversation, because we have no common frame of reference.
Correct.
Right.
But to another veteran, they understand and they can respond in a way that's meaningful. And that is really, I think, the beauty and where a lot of the success for Huts for Vets
lies. Yeah, and I'd like to add, you know, Paul Anderson, who was the founder and executive director of Huts for Vets, is not a veteran either. Mm-hmm. So, you know – it's the passion to help people.
And it's a good point that you can still make a difference, just in what way. That would be the question.
Yes.
And then, of course, Western Slope Veterans Coalition, Charles Hopton, of course, got that started, along with a number of other local vets, including Colonel Merritt. And Western Slope Veterans Coalition, they have coffee and donuts once a week at the Glenwood Library and other locations throughout the area, and they provide other services to local veterans as well.
Yeah, they provide the services. I think Charlie Hopton last year had said that they run parallel paths with Huts for Vets, but their ultimate goal is the same. And Western Slope Veterans Coalition is there to help veterans realize what benefits they have coming to them. You know, there's a lot of veterans that don't understand what they're entitled to, and that's what Western Slope Veterans Coalition does.
Again, you can help support both Western Slope Veterans Coalition and Huts for Vets by attending the benefit for veterans at the annual pig roast at Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt on Friday, August 18th from 4 to 9 p.m. Again, the event is free if you want an adult beverage or if you want food. That there is a charge for that, but otherwise it's entirely free, including all the musical entertainment. Plus, they're going to try and do the pie auction again. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Gino and Tom Sawaya, organizers of the Benefit for Veterans this year on Friday, August 18th, the second annual, this time in conjunction with the annual Silt Pig Roast. So, Tom, you're bringing back the pie auction this year. This was popular last year, so you decided to bring it back this year.
Very successful. We had a great auctioneer, Becky out of Colbrand, trying to get her to come back. This year we'll have 8 pies, and we're probably going to auction them off somewhere between 8 and 8:30.
Okay. And who's going to be baking the pies, you and Gina?
Oh, yeah, right.
Secret baker. Secret baker.
Okay. So can I just list these off?
Please.
Country apple, triple berry, caramel pecan silk supreme. I think I need an angioplasty just reading it. Chocolate caramel delight, peach lattice, lemon meringue, another favorite, strawberry rhubarb, and also another favorite, and banana cream. So again, you'll be auctioning these off starting around 8:30?
Somewhere between 8 and 8:30, whenever the band takes their first break, probably.
Okay, so What Brothers will take a quick break, and then you'll do the pie auction in between the...
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do want to add, too, that we're planning to have, if you will, an opening ceremony probably at 7 o'clock, which is a presentation of the military branch flags and the music associated with each branch.
Cool.
And going to also try to have an individual with each branch of the military present the flags on stage.
Okay. I'm sure that Colonel Merritt will be there to represent the Corps.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll present the colors or not, but I know he'll be there to represent the Marines.
Well, it was actually pretty touching last year because they played whatever branch of the military they played their theme song whatever,
mm-hmm.
And it was very nice. And
again, that's around 7 o'clock.
Right.
Again, the benefit for veterans is 4 to 9 on Friday the 18th, with the opening ceremony around 7. Live music starts around 6, actually, and then somewhere around that first break by the band, you'll do the pie auction as well.
Yep.
Now, good question here. If folks cannot attend the event on August 18th, but they'd still like to donate to your cause, what could they do?
Well, they can make a checkout to Veterans Benefit /SILT. And mail that to the address would be Veterans Benefits /SILT, care of Gino Sawaya. That would be Sowieja, that easy Polish name, at 1226 East 17th Street in Rifle, zip code 81650.
Again, that's Veterans Benefits /SILT, care of Gino. 1226 East 17th in Rifle, 81650.
Correct.
Again, the benefit for veterans is on Friday, August 18th, 4 to 9 at the Stony Ridge Pavilion in Silt. It's entirely free if you want to partake of the pig roast That's $7 for adults and $4 for kids. And, of course, the adult beverages, there will be a charge for that as well.
And some very good sides. You know, we got coleslaw and potato salad, beans, and this year the town of Silt is offering sweet corn.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
From I wonder if it's from Pam's former employer down in Olathe.
It could very well be. I never inquired.
Again, the money that's made from this event go to will be shared between Huts for Vets and Western Silt Veterans Coalition.
That is correct.
Gino, Tom, all the best. Good for you for, again, it's not a question of whether you can help. It's a question of how you can help. You guys certainly setting the bar pretty high for the rest of us.
Yes, you know, and if we could have, you know, like the week of the event, we come in again and talk.
Sure.
And hopefully we can have the Colonel and Charlie Hopton here to better explain, you know, what their particular organization is, what their cause is, what their drive is, and what their mission is.
Love it. Love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it also.
All right. All the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like more information about the benefit for veterans, just go to townofsilt.org. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.